Good morning. It is now time for another Castle Country Focus. Joining me in the studios this morning, Helper City Mayor Lynice Peterman. How are you today?
I'm great. Hey, thanks for having me today to talk about things happening in Helper. I appreciate it.
Oh, absolutely. I'm excited to kind of get an inside look as well. There's a lot of fun things going on. Now, the very first thing that's coming up is actually this Saturday, the annual event. It's something that it's huge. It's a family tradition. It's been going on for as long as I can remember. It's a really super fun event for the entire family.
That's true. It's the annual Helper Easter Egg Hunt. It's conducted up at the Helper City Park by the ball fields. We'll kick off at 9 a.m. and it's open to kids 0 to 12. And we welcome families and everyone. It's a really fun event for everyone.
Now, I know that this is one of those events where it is broken up into different sections for different age groups. And as a parent, I remember taking my very small child at the time to an Easter egg hunt, and it was just a free-for-all. And that's kind of hard, especially as a parent, because you want to help, because there's other kids, older kids, that are kind of snatching up the eggs before your tiny one can get to them. You don't have to worry about this at that one.
Correct. The small children will be actually in the ball field. We'll fence that off in a little area, and we like the little ones over there so that they can just have a good time and not worry about older kids kind of being so excited and running over them and that sort of thing. So,
and then another thing that kind of sets this Easter egg hunt apart from all the rest is it is a traditional, back-to-your-roots, hard-boiled, decorated eggs. Like, I love that.
Absolutely. Sarah Pugliese is a leader of this event for the city, and she volunteers her time and everything else and does just a great job. So we're excited to have her back again this year. This is her second year doing it. And for people who would like to participate and help or donate, you can contact Sarah at info.sarahbug47@gmail.com. Or you can contact City Hall at 435-472-5391, and they can direct you to Sarah.
Well, Lynice, I know that there are a ton of other things going on in Helper, really great things that just kind of show how much Helper is growing and changing and evolving into, I don't even want to say we're going back to what it once was. It's changing, and it's 2018, and with that come really great things to Helper.
Absolutely. The focus now is moving away from the traditional energy-based economy that we have relied on for so many years and creating a destination that really highlights Helper's historic, artistic, and recreational assets, because we have a multitude of those things. So, you know, we're just moving that way, and it's a natural move because we have all of those assets. So, you know, to that end, in April, the Helper Project is bringing in the Utah Youth Symphony and Utah Youth Philharmonic Orchestras, and they'll be performing for free down at the Rio on April 14th.
Now, you mentioned that this is a free event, which means that everyone's going to want to see this event, not only because it's free, but it is going to be an incredible show. I encourage everyone to get out and see this. Now, you do have to realize that tickets are going to go quick.
Right. So what the Helper Project has done, and I should mention Zions Bank is also sponsoring this event, so we very much appreciate what both of those parties are doing. Tickets will be available to the general public starting Thursday, March 29th. I believe they will be at City Hall, but I am not so quite sure about that. So please check the Helper Project Facebook page for times and locations. And you can go by and pick up those tickets in advance, because as we both know, the Rio has limited seating. So you want to get those tickets early.
You definitely do. Aside from having a limited seating, it is an incredible theater. You definitely want to get out and see this production. It's going to be just amazing. Well, Lynice, there are other really great things happening throughout the entire town. For those individuals that don't frequent Helper very often, I hear all the time, oh, I went to Helper for the first time in a year, in 6 months, and I cannot believe how much it's changed. It really does. Every time someone goes, I hear that.
Right. The storefronts are filling up, so we're getting a lot of retail activity. A couple of stores, actually one new one, will be coming online in April, so we're excited to see that happen. So the storefronts are filling up. The work on the historic Main Street for design elements is ongoing, and we have benches going in, and we have concrete that's going to be poured shortly. So Helper Main Street, you can drive it today, and it's going to look different in 2 weeks. So, you know, we encourage everyone to come down, shop local, support these local entrepreneurs who are trying to make a go of it. We would appreciate that. And we really think we're on the cusp of really great things, especially with our recreation assets coming online. We will begin phase four of our river restoration in October. And I'm pleased to say that we were just awarded $224,000 for that phase. So we're getting a lot of belief from other organizations who want to see us, you know, make this happen.
Right. Now, Lenise, quick question for you as your mayor role. When you first came to Helper, you saw these visions and you saw what Helper could be, but you also were faced with all of the people saying, you know, it's not going to happen. That's no, we're not. We don't have the belief that you have. But now you're seeing a switch in people.
Yes, I think what has happened is there has been a paradigm shift. And, you know, that goes really, I give a huge shout out to our senior citizens who really have bought into this migration of who we were to who we can be. And I think, you know, without them, we would be hard-pressed to move forward. So I'm excited that they believe in this and that they trust me and know that I will execute the best vision for all of us. I'm not in it for anything else other than for the entire community and what's best for everyone. So that's my key focus.
Oh, for sure. Well, before we wrap up, there's a couple more happenings going on in Helper that are going to be in the next couple of weeks. You do not want to miss the event that is coming up in a couple of weeks. We've got actually next Friday. We've got the Helper First Friday event. Mm-hmm. It's already next Friday. This is crazy. This month's theme is Outlaw Days. So it's going to be a lot of fun. Definitely some things that the entire family are going to love to do.
Absolutely. And this is a shout out to our heritage when Butch Cassidy robbed the Castlegate payroll. He did that April 18th. So it brings in that history and that tradition to the city. So I think that's a wonderful theme. And I know we're going to have a good time with it.
For sure. And those Helper First Fridays events are always something that the entire family will love. So come on out. It's a great opportunity to step foot inside of all of these Helper businesses that ordinarily you think, oh, I'd love to go and check them out, but they're closed today. You can do that at these Helper First Friday events.
Correct.
Well, Lenise, is there anything else you wanted to mention?
Just a quick note, and I'll try to come back and visit with you if that's okay. But June 15th and 16th, we'll have the Helper Outlaw Car Show. It's its 32nd year. So I want to make sure to give Mike James a nod of appreciation for continuing that event. And we'd love to talk about that some more in the future.
I'd love to have you back. Well, that has been another Castle Country Focus with Helper City Mayor Lenise Peterman. You are listening to Castle Country Radio stations. You can find more on this interview by heading over to our website, castlecountryradio.com.